Ireland has a strong tradition of folk music and poetry that is familiar to many Americans, but Dublin-born composer Dunica Dennehy has transformed it into something completely different. Jeff London reports.
In sun
This is the first piece on Dunica Dennehy's new CD. It's called Gra August Boss, which means love and death. The singer's plaintive cries sound very much like phrases from Irish folk music, while the accompaniment features a kind of pulsating minimalist shimmer played by a classical music group called Crash Ensemble. And it's the crashing of these two styles that Dennehy wants to explore. Although he grew up in urban Dublin, both his parents came from County Kerry, and every summer he'd go there and hear Seán Nós music, folk music in the old style.
And there'd be long all-night sessions in my grandmother's house with singing, etc., and poetry and people remembering 30 stanza poems. And these would go right through the night. And as children, we would stay up even through these sessions. And in these, many local people can sing in this old style.
Dennehy wanted to incorporate some of that old style in his new work, so he got in touch with an expert.
And Iarlo Leonard is probably one of the best exponents of that style today. So I sought him out, actually, to work on this piece.
The two met several times, and Dennehy had him sing his entire repertoire. Then the composer chose two songs, which he sliced, diced, and otherwise deconstructed for Gra August Boss.
They were pregnant with possibility, so I made use of little phrases of them. Little patterns from the songs then went into the patterns in the instruments. Little ornamentation patterns became like little minimalist patterns in the instrumentation. And then the words are entirely taken from these two songs. So it's like they're embedded in the DNA, but they're kind of exploded.
Bob Hurwitz, president of Nonesuch Records, played this for American soprano Dawn Upshaw.
I was like, wow, can you introduce me to this guy? And he said, sure, sure.
And a new collaboration was born. Dennehy created a song cycle for Upshaw called That the Night Come. It's settings of poetry by Irish national treasure William Butler Yeats. The composer says he read every word Yeats wrote before he chose the six poems, all about love and death, that make up the cycle.
These poems are so rich with lots of hidden meanings, and you could take a meaning in a different way. And that's classically Irish, you know. When we say something, it has five possible meanings, and our conversations are constructed on those grounds, you know.
At the best, into some
Dennehy says he crafted the songs with Upshaw's voice in mind, utilizing not just her upper register, but her lower register as well.
There's this kind of deep intensity that Dawn has now, which people don't automatically associate with her. They associate just the pure floating tone, but there's a lot of complexity there in Dawn, and I really wanted to use all that.
She lived in storm and strife. Her soul had such desire for what proud death may bring.
And in the title song of the cycle, That the Night Come, the intensity of both the composer and the singer comes to a climax, says Dawn Upshaw.
I hear in his music the struggle, the sense of needing to find release, this feeling of needing to break free of something.
Donika Dennehy's new album, Gras August Boss, will be released on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon returns next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.